Well, good morning and welcome to the Local Spotlight Show here at WJBM, the voice of the Tri-County. And this morning we're getting a local spotlight person from Calhoun County, Miss Ella Severs. Miss 2023 Calhoun County is with us this morning. Welcome, Ella.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I am great. Very glad to be here.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
And I know you had the pageant at Calhoun back in the fall. Was that September?
Yep, September 12th.
Yes, and then you went to state recently, a couple weeks ago. Is that a lot of fun?
A lot of fun, kind of stressful, but...
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, tell me a little bit, where are you from? I mean, I know you're from Calhoun, but what town are you from?
I live down in Meppin, Illinois, and that's where my dad grew up, and we own a family farm down there, and it's a third-generation hog farm. My brother would actually be the fourth, and he's looking to take it over.
Now, do you participate in hogs at all? Do you help out?
No, I definitely retired from that a while ago. I'm not a fan of slinging the pigs anymore.
I don't blame you. So, Calhoun High School.
Yes, I graduated Calhoun High School in 2022. I was a two-sport athlete in basketball and softball all 4 years. Unfortunately, my junior year was taken away due to COVID. And in all those sports, basketball, I was second team all-conference for my junior and senior year, and softball, I was first team all-conference all 3 years that I was able to play. And I had been captain of the basketball team since my sophomore year, and I took over captain of the softball team my senior year.
So you've kind of been a leader in your peer group.
Yeah, that's my mindset. I like being an advocate, and I like leading. I want to show people in the right path to succeed.
Well, that's fantastic. Now, did you participate in FFA at all?
I participated in FFA my freshman year, and then everything was sports and school kind of got crazy. So I kind of put that on the back burner to focus on other stuff, but I would still be involved and help the advisor whenever needed.
I see. Now, of course, you ran for Queen. And had you ever ran in another contest before for anything?
I had. In 2009, I ran for Little Miss Calhoun County, and I did win there. And I had a whole great year with my Big Miss and my Little Mister. And then I ended up running for Junior Miss, and that did not go well. I got second runner-up, but it's fine. And then this year, I got crowned the 2023 Miss Calhoun County, which has been a dream of mine since running in 2009.
I see. Now, I was at the pageant that night that you won, and there was a lot of good competition, you know. What do you think helped you as far as win that night?
I would have to say my interview, just because I know I'm confident talking to people. In my generation right now, I know we're struggling with being able to talk to people face to face, and we don't want to work and stuff, but I'm not shy. I just talk face to face. I don't know, my personality, you know, I just want them to see exactly who I am.
Yes, but how did you get that way, as far as being able to speak so well to others,
strangers? Well, I would have to say I grew up with my mom and dad, of course, and my dad is not afraid to talk to anybody, and so is my grandpa Raymond. He is not afraid, and they look identical, and they both could talk to a brick wall, and I think that is where I got it from.
How about your grandma Cindy? She can talk to anybody.
She loves to talk as well. She does. The Seaver side of my family and the Lorton and the Eilerman, I just feel like we're really not shy people, and we're going to talk to people. We're not just going to, you know, brush them off.
Okay. So you won 2023 Miss Calhoun. So what happens as Miss Calhoun? I know you had to go to the state. So how soon did you start planning and start getting ready for state?
So after I won state, After I was crowned Miss Calhoun County, the first thing that was said to me by one of my directors was, we have to start prepping for state. And that was like, wow, this is great. I just got the crown on my head, but sure. Really just leading up to it, that following week, we had a parade and then, you know, a parade there. And then the next week, I think we ended up having parades for at least 5 weeks straight. And, you know, that was just time for me to really enjoy with my little miss and my junior miss before really having to sit down and start prepping. If I'm being completely honest, I did not do a lot of prep for state. I used my same speech from the county instead of changing it, just because out of all 73 contestants up there, I was the only one not in school and that chose to go the workforce route after graduating high school. And my speech was about pivots in life and how they're acceptable. So I just felt like that really tied in together.
That was a great speech.
Thank you. Instead of going the agriculture route, I just stuck with, well, they really want to know who I am, so I'm going to tell them who I am.
Very good. Now, did you have anybody coaching you along the way? Did you have a main coach?
I would have to say my cousin Mary. Little Mary is a junior at Calhoun High School right now, yeah. And she has probably been my coach since I won in 2009. after I won in Little Miss, everybody gets a tiara. Well, after I got my big crown, Mary came and took my little crown, and I did not get that back until she won her big crown in 2012. But
Mary, did she win in 2012?
She won Little Miss.
Oh, Little Miss.
Yep, she won Little Miss, and then she ran for Junior Miss as well.
I see.
So we're all trying, yeah. Which, you know, the dads aren't a fan, but they're going to support it.
And she's younger than you, and she was coaching you.
Yes, Mary is younger than
now,
me.
Now, how did Mary... Why was she such a good coach? Why did she know so much about it? Because she knew something about it. You won.
Mary just has this bubbly personality that everybody loves, and I absolutely love. And, you know, she's not going to stop talking until you listen to her. And she has a lot of great advice, I'm not going to lie. And, you know, right now, the poor girl has epilepsy, and she just keeps on going.
Yeah. She's something else.
She is something else.
She's beautiful. She has one heck of a voice also.
She sure does. She has a beautiful voice.
Do you sing also?
I do.
Do you?
Me and Mary we used to sing in the church choir when we were little. But, you know, I've kind of fallen out from that just because got some other older ladies that's taken over the choir at church.
I see. Now, everybody's on board for you. Is your mom and dad are excited for you and your dad's behind you all the way?
My mom is definitely excited. She was one that, you know, was like, let's do it. She hates taking me shopping only because I'm very indecisive. And I don't know, I'm very modest and stuff right now. And stores is not modest at all. And that was one thing that we struggled with for finding a wardrobe for state was, one, everything is so expensive. And you only get a certain allowance from your county fair board, which I am forever grateful for that they give me an allowance to spend. But I'm very picky. My mom hates it. And we could go shopping for 8 hours and I'm not going to come home with anything.
You sound like my wife,
Brittany. Yeah. And my dad, he offered me $1,000 not to run. For Miss Calhoun County, and he keeps upping it. He tried to up it, but I just didn't take the offer.
Why was he so against it?
Because we're already so busy with being the oldest of five children, and we're running every night right now. Like today, we have my younger sister Maya has a volleyball game. My brother plays for third place in the Triopia tournament today. And then my other sister will play tonight at 7:30 against Carrollton for the Carrollton Holiday Tournament Championship.
Oh, so you're busy, busy.
So we're busy all the way around.
And you being the oldest, kind of like the second parent, raising the other four.
Yeah.
Yep. So tell us about state. Tell us about the experience.
So leading up to it, as I had said, I was a little stressed out just because I thought when I got up there, I needed to be completely perfect, maybe even change who I was, you know, to just show them. But honestly, going into it, I changed my mindset, going, you know, they just want to know who I am. okay, they, you know, they're going to love me or they're going to hate me type of attitude going in there. And I also looked at it as the outcome didn't matter just because anybody was going home with a crown that day. And I would still be able to represent my community afterwards. You know, so when you get up there, you're there on Thursday and you walk right in and you got to get signed in and then you got to go to another sign in and then you go to another one and they're giving you a bunch of gifts. Like, I've never gotten so many free gifts.
Oh my.
I would not think that going up there, I would come home with a whole bag full of presents, but I did.
Like what?
So like really just one of the sponsors was a seamstress. So she gave us a sewing kit.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And like the queen, Paige Van Dyke, she gave us like some band-aids for our blisters. Oh, and tissues. Okay. And great hairspray and, you know, just the little things that would help us get through the weekend.
And I understand that, of course, I watched the pageant, but via stream. And you won. You didn't make the top 16.
I didn't.
And there were 72, 73 people. 73 competing. However, you did win the interview award.
Yes.
Is that the official name, the interview? What was it?
So it's actually like the non-finalist interview award.
Non-finalist interview award. Yes. Yeah. How'd that go to win that? How did that?
You know, going into it, my county fair, my interview, the judges, you could say something that you thought was going to make them crack a smile, and they just had a straight face. Yeah. So leading into the state pageant, I was like, wow, this is a serious pageant compared to county, so I can only imagine what they're going to look like.
Right.
But when we got introduced to the judges, and then I walked in for my interview, which the interview is 4 minutes, and that is it.
Wow.
You walk in, they start the timer, 30 seconds, you get the door knocked. When it's done, it's done. And I walked in there and they are asking me, how are you? How's your day going? Are you enjoying your experience here? You know, it was a welcoming interview and it really felt more like a meeting to me just because of how great they were.
Yeah. And you won the top one out of probably against another 50-some people.
I did.
Yes. So that'll help you as far as in the future. You can interview, just yes. Like today. You're a great interviewer. So now what are you doing? What's your plans? I know you're not opting to go to university or college. You're going into the workforce. So what's going on with you? What are you doing?
So right now I'm currently employed at Calhoun Auto Body. It's just a local auto body shop over in Calhoun County. We're located right by our high school. Right now I am just the office manager there, and I really want to keep building up my finances to then end up opening a daycare over in Calhoun with my mom. Just one of my dreams. You know, you'd think growing up in a big family I wouldn't want to keep dealing with kids, but I absolutely love kids.
You do.
So that is one thing that I've always wanted to do. And a couple people in the county put that bug in my ear, like, hey, I need a babysitter. Why don't you open a daycare? And I was like, you know what? That's a great idea.
It is a great idea.
So why not try? The only thing that you struggle with over in Calhoun is space to do it, just because,
I see,
you know, it's limited.
Well, I will share this with you. My philosophy as far as being successful in business, you need three things. You need, one, a passion for it. Two, there needs to be a need for it. And three, it has to be something that you can actually make some finances, you know, that's make some money.
I agree.
And those three, and I think you got both three. You got a passion, there's a need, and yeah, you want to make some money.
Yeah, I agree. But really, for this daycare, I want to start out to where I'm there all the time, but then I want to grow it so big to where I'm really just the owner and I don't have to be there full time. You know, because by the time that this happens, more than likely, I will hopefully, you know, have my own family, everything. So then I'm able to dedicate time to them as well as not just being tied to the job.
And I'm sure that will happen. Well, thank you so much. Is there anything else you would like to add to this interview?
I'm gonna give a shout out to my little miss and my junior miss, because they supported me the whole way through my state pageant. They tell me how beautiful I am all the time. My little miss, she will tell you how it is. And my junior miss, I love as well as my little. I can't wait to get to coach you guys over the summer for softball. I love you guys so much.
Well, what are their names?
Okay, my junior miss is Miss Henley Hain, and her parents are Brittany and Stephen Hain of Campsville.
Yes.
And Grace's parents, Grace Brady, is from Hardin, Illinois, and her mom is Jay Brady, and for some reason I can't think of her dad's name off the top of my head.
Well, Ella Ray Severs, Miss 2023 Calhoun, you are beautiful inside and out.
Thank you.
Beautiful lady, and I know great things are going to happen for you.
Thank you.
So good luck.
Thank you.
Have a great day. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.